Tell me, do you know if you're going to have a girl or a boy?
A boy.
So you do know your son will pose a big threat to the heirs of Ghaffari. You never know, though. Mr. Ghaffari may decide to leave all his wealth to your son. Obviously, they won't have it. Why would they buy trouble for themselves anyway?
But I don't want inheritance.
There are other ways too, of course, but they're just a little more complicated. First, we should try to prove you were his wife. This is the easiest and cheapest option, I believe, and if it fails, we'll think up a plan B, won't we? Tell me honestly once again, did your uncle read the sermon for permanent or temporary marriage?
I told you the truth from the beginning. Uncle Fazl said, will you agree to be permanently married to Sina Ghaffari? He said it 3 times.
What about a marriage portion? Did he by chance mention the amount?
Yes, 110 gold coins.
110 coins?
Well, what's the use when I can't even prove it?
If you can get your marriage portion, you can move the case forward. If they pay up, they'll be inadvertently admitting you are married to Sina. Otherwise, why would they give you so many coins?
But then how can I get my marriage portion?
When they realize that by giving the coins, they can get rid of you forever, they will do it very willingly, I believe. You see, my child, you should call the Ghaffaris and say you're in dire need of money and that you're willing to forget about our baby's birth certificate and your other rights in return for the 110 coins. You just need to be smart and close the deal, and the rest you just leave it to me. I mean, what better way to prove your marriage?
Yes, hello. Hello, who is this?
Hello, Mr. Engineer. It's Tarang.
Hello to you, Tarang. And what a pleasant surprise. I'm so mad at you that if I had known it was you, I wouldn't have answered, you know.
Why not, sir? What have I done?
Where on earth are you, girl? Do you know how much I've looked for you? Every time you turn up for a few minutes, give us some worrying news and disappear. Don't you think we're worried about you?
This is not my fault. I did come to see you. Now I'm calling because I have to tell you about an important issue, if you have the time to listen.
We can arrange to meet at home so that you and Sarah can talk and get all the bad feelings out.
No, Vahid, I prefer the factory. I want to talk to you first, if you don't mind.
Okay then, as you wish. So what time is good for you?
The sooner, the better. In my condition, every day counts.
All right then, why don't we meet tomorrow? Are you free tomorrow at 11, let's say?
Every day counts.
All right then, why don't we meet tomorrow? Are you free tomorrow at 11, let's say?
Yes, of course, sir. There is nothing in my life more important than this. Absolutely nothing. Goodbye.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think you'd get here before me. Am I too late?
No, I've just arrived.
Okay, tell me, what have you done? Any use? Did you go see the lawyer?
Yes, I'm a little bit hopeful.
Good. And I went to see your doctor.
What did the doctor say?
We can't talk here. Let's go in. This is the key to the main door. Should have made it earlier. Remember to take it so you don't get locked out again. Especially tomorrow night. I'm invited to a friend's house. I'll probably be late. What are you going to make?
Herb rice with fish. I haven't had it in a long time. I suddenly craved it.
Wonderful. I'm so sick and tired of eating fast food. As my mom says, a burning stove means food, and food means family. You don't need help?
No, thank you. Don't you want to tell me what the doctor said?
Right now, I've got so many translations to do. Plus, I won't tell you anything before you make me the most delicious dinner. I don't know how serious your decision is, but I certainly hope you've done your thinking. The doctor said that it's not too late yet, but given the age of the fetus, you only have 2 or 3 weeks. Of course, I should add that the doctor can't help at all, but you don't need to worry about it. I know a reliable person that can arrange everything very quickly. But if you wanted to do this, why didn't you act any earlier?
I really hadn't thought about it seriously until now. I've been dragging my feet this whole time. It wasn't an easy decision, so I kept avoiding it. I didn't notice time flying by. Honestly, I'm not sure at the bottom of my heart.
Okay, now don't think too much about it. Eat your dinner. I promise in a few years from now, you'll realize how lucky you were to escape this calamity. Hmm? Now tell me, is the attorney a good one? Or is he a charlatan? Did you even look into him at all?
No, in fact, he's given me good advice. I'm going to talk to Vahid tomorrow morning. I think he's a kind and respectable lawyer.
There's no knowing. It's his duty and job to guide you. You should see what he says at the end.
He said if I fail, he'll call the Ghaffaris and deal with them himself. That made me feel a lot better. He was so firm and confident.
Let me tell you something you should always remember. You must never trust two things: people's appearances and the words they say. Mmm. So good. How did you make this?
I was really worried about the moment you two might meet. I really wish you had told me beforehand. I admit that Sarah behaved childishly and irrationally, but you know her better than that. She's short-tempered and cranky. Especially with the new problem, she's so hopeless and fragile. Of course, I should say that she was really remorseful afterwards. She knows she's gone too far and is waiting for a chance to make it up to you.
Well, it's not only Sarah. I'm not asking for anything strange, but I feel you're all trying to prevent me from proving that I was seen as legal wife. Excuse me, but wasn't it you who told me in this very office that Mr. Ghaffari and Sina had gone abroad while it wasn't so?
Yes. Because I wanted to postpone any meeting between you two as much as possible so that Sarah's sensitivities towards you would ease a bit. I didn't want Sarah to insult you. However, that is what happened in the end. And just so you know, back then I was not aware of your problem. The same problems that have brought you here today, if I'm not mistaken. Am I?
Yes, that's true. But you certainly don't know all my problems.
So is there anything else besides your pregnancy and the birth certificate that you think I should know about? Please don't be shy. Tell me everything. Think you're asking your brother for help.
Well, Mr. Engineer, it's hard for me to say, but my biggest problem is money. I've spent all my savings. I've spent every last penny. Without finding a job, living in Tehran has become impossible for me. You can't imagine what a serious situation I'm in. I'm in this situation, and now I have to deal with it.
You're only realizing what I said now? I told you from the start that Tehran is no place for you.
For me, the North was not an option either. What could I do alone, without a home or any money? And worst of all, I had to tolerate the shame of a fatherless child.
Perhaps you're right. Anyway, I don't want you to suffer. I'll come up with some money to solve your problems for now. If you can't find work in the meantime, you can count on me again, don't worry.
No, Vahid. I'm not here to ask for charity.
What are you saying? Charity? That is your right.
Thank you very much. But if you want to give me my right, then give me the whole thing so that I can plan for my future properly.
Perhaps I misunderstand you. How much is your full right? Tell me, I don't know.
110 gold coins. That's the amount we agreed on at the time of my marriage. If you didn't know, you can ask Mr. Ghaffari himself. He'll tell you.
I'd prefer not to go into the details of your dealings. But I know that at the moment, Mr. Ghaffari can't afford that much. So now, what do you want to do about it?
If I get my dowry, I'll return to the North to start a business and live an honorable life far away.
Then I'm curious as to what you will do with the shame of a fatherless child like you told me before.
I've made my decision. I won't let them find out. When I get the money, I'll get rid of the baby first, okay?
So what you mean to tell me is that you've decided not to keep it?
Yes. Why should I? You think it's an easy responsibility to raise a child? I don't want to shoulder the responsibility alone. Sir, I'm in desperate need. Please help me. I've lost all my hope.
And what do you think that I could possibly do for you?
If you want, you can convince Mr. Ghaffari and Sarah.
I was not willing to get involved in this, but it seems I have no choice in the matter. On the one hand, I'm worried about the urgency of the situation. On the other, I think this will benefit Mr. Ghaffari as well. He just needs to give you all your rights once and for all. Then you won't ask for the birth or marriage certificate anymore. And there's no child to get on their nerves. Am I right?
May God bless you for thinking of both sides.
All right then, I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. Tomorrow you come to our house, so you may bury the hatchet between you. Mr. Ghaffari and Sarah will wrap up the whole thing. In the meantime, I'll try to come up with the money you need to borrow by tomorrow, so you won't have to wait any longer. Sound good?
Sure, of course, Mr. Engineer. Whatever you say.
Where have you been all this time, Tarang? You must be doing well if you don't visit.
Yes, Lady Lucht has looked my way. What are you doing?
Oh, well, we're scattered about. Forget about it. There's something important. I want to tell you about it so badly. I haven't told anyone yet. You're the first. Promise to keep it to yourself. Akbar came and proposed to me.
Akbar? Isn't the guy married?
Oh no, poor Akbar, married. Don't be fooled by his looks, he's not that old. Of course, I haven't accepted him yet. I said I have to think about it.
Shadi? Dear Shadi? Shadi, are you home?
There's someone in my life who I'm committed to. Would you like to meet him?
I wonder how much of a rival Ali will become in our relationship. Can I tolerate it?
They're not emotionally
retarded at all,
Are you really ready?
All right. For God's sake, don't kill me. Save me. Please. No.
I've become a soldier. After the Reds.
What? But how?
How are you? Are you alone?
He's mine.
Aren't you called here?
Wonderful. Okay, now don't think too much about it.
Please sit down. If you don't like coffee, I'll get you some tea.
No, thank you, I'm fine.
You see, our place is much smaller here. It's fine by me, but Sarah isn't used to it just yet. She nags nonstop.
How is Mrs. Ballour?
She's living with her son. Of course, you know I haven't heard from her in a while, but she's always fine. Wherever she is, Ballour knows how to stay positive. Here comes Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Before you joined us, we were discussing Balor. Have you perhaps heard from her lately?
How far along?
What?
The baby. How far in your pregnancy?
3.5 months.
Is it a girl or a boy?
A boy.
I had informed Sarah of all that you said to me. Both your money issues and your decision about the baby. I don't think there's any problem. Today, you can settle everything once and for all, finally.
Excuse me, but what about Mr. Ghaffari? I thought he was going to be joining us today.
As we told you earlier, Tarang, Mr. Ghaffari is not feeling well and can't get involved in such issues. Right now, everything's in Sarah's hands. Don't you worry. Any decision Sarah makes is what Mr. Ghaffari wants too.
Fine. Well, if you don't mind, then I guess I don't mind either. Are you aware of the dowry I was promised at the time of my marriage?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Father's told me everything.
Well, then I'm sure you must know how much it is, right?
The exact same thing you told Vahid. 110 gold coins.
Okay. Now that everything's clear, we'd better not keep Tarang waiting any longer.
Well, this is what we promised. It wasn't easy to get it, but I hope that you will keep your side of the bargain too.
Why are you just looking at it? Open it. Congratulations. I hope you start a happy new life very soon. Take it, it's yours.
You've been so kind. Thank you.
Dear Tarang, I'd count them if I were you.
No need, I'm sure you're right.
Just sign this first, please.
What does it mean?
It's no big deal. A receipt for the coins is all. I just want to make sure that everything is okay.
But this paper has nothing to do with my dowry. What's written here says that the coins are given for what was owed to Uncle Fazal.
So what? Why on earth do you care what's written over there?
I care. I've come here to get my marriage portion. But here it says you're paying me as the heir of Uncle Fazal. It's not right. Answer me.
I don't get it. You recently told Vahid that you were cash-strapped. Okay, so what are you waiting for? What difference does it make? It's to settle things, end of story.
I really don't know what you mean by this. This receipt is going to stay with you. Then why are you taking it so hard?
See, Tarang. If you really want to return to the North and start a life without a baby after getting this money, then you really shouldn't be worried about signing the receipt. This way our mind will be at ease.
At ease about what?
if you hatch a new plot someday, we will confront you, be sure about that.
Me hatch a new plot? Or you who's cooking up something new every time?
It seems to me like you've no idea who you're talking to. You're sitting in our home and giving us lip?
I won't sign this receipt.
You won't sign it? Get up and leave our house then.
For me, this place is Mr. Ghaffari's home, and I won't leave until I see him. And it's none of your business.
What's wrong with you two? Why do you make it so ugly? Is it impossible for the two of you to talk like adults once in a while? She's right, you know. Why are you making excuses?
Where is Mr. Ghaffari? You're both lying to me. I must speak with Mr. Ghaffari himself.
You want to see Mr. Ghaffari? Go ahead. Go upstairs. Father's room is right there.
She's right. If you really would like to see Mr. Ghaffari, come see him. What are you waiting for? Come on. Come to Mr. Ghaffari's room. He sleeps 20 hours a day. It's because of the pills prescribed for him. All he really does is sleep and then walk in the courtyard for half an hour. Poor Sarah has dedicated her life to her father. See? We didn't lie to you.
When I first saw him, for a moment I thought he was dead. Vahid said he sleeps 20 hours a day because of the pills he takes.
Then what?
Nothing. Pills he takes.
Then what?
Nothing. I left without saying a word. What should I have done?
And you left the coins there as a keepsake?
Yes, because I didn't know what to do. They'd written the receipt in a way that I couldn't sue them later.
You are far too simple, girl. Didn't I tell you to get your marriage portion no matter what and leave the rest to me?
But you didn't predict that they would trick me like this?
Well, I didn't know your in-laws were so sly.
I did. But you never pay attention to what I say.
You said this is their home number?
You want to call them now?
Hello?
Mr. Ghaffari's residence?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. Are you Mr. Ghaffari's daughter?
Hello, you are?
My name is Mehrab Azin, an attorney. The purpose of this call is to talk about Ms. Turang Rudbari.
Are you telling me Turang has hired a lawyer?
She asked me to help her prove her claim to the money.
What claim?
Ms. Rudbari claims she was permanently married to your late brother, but apparently, your family seems to be denying this claim.
Tell me, dear sir, do you accept anyone's claim so easily?
Of course not. That's why I'm inviting you to a meeting to solve this issue before, well, before we're forced to take the lawsuit to court, you see. We don't want that mess, do we?
I can't answer you right now, because I need to consult my husband.
No problem, of course. Please write down my number and tell me the results of your consultation as soon as you can, please.
Go ahead. What's your number? Okay.
Very well.
If they do call you before contacting me, do let me know, please.
They have no address or phone number for me.
If I arrange to see them before, I'll tell Ms. Jalili to inform you.
Thank you. You've done so much.
Ms. Rudbari, just a minute. Mr. Azin asked me to give you this address.
Where's it for?
I don't know exactly. It's a place where they find work for people.
I'm just beginning to realize you're right. That girl is much smarter than she lets on. Who thought Turang would ever hire a lawyer? She's already playing games with us. Think what'll happen when her child is born. Are you dreaming? Do you hear what I'm saying? I said I'm gaining faith in your perception.
Vahid, I want to say something, but don't be surprised. Today, when I first saw Turang, I got a really strange feeling. For a few minutes, I'd forgotten how menacing she'd been and how she'd turn our lives upside down. Maybe it was because I knew she was pregnant or something. Do you know, the whole time she was sitting in front of me and talking to you, I secretly wished that baby was inside of me. Being a mother is a huge blessing, the most important experience. Being a mother is the best thing that can happen to any woman. The most important experience of a woman's life. But this girl with no feelings, I saw how she was bargaining over killing her own child and wanted a receipt. I almost hit the roof. Does it ever cross your mind that this is Sina's baby as well? Sina's son. His only living legacy that we're destroying with our own very hands.
What are you saying? You're sentimental again? You know what's wrong with you women? You're either at one extreme or the other. There's no moderation with you. Now, instead of having such terrible thoughts, go to sleep. Otherwise, I'll have to set up a bed for you in your father's room one of these days.
Mr. Azeen said either someone had informed them or they'd sought legal advice.
This attorney of yours is too crafty. Have you told them about Yusefi? You should have told him they have a family lawyer.
I did, but he never gives a straight response, and he always repeats his own words.
But seriously, you made such a big mistake about the coins. If I were you, I wouldn't have hesitated one moment.
And what about the receipt?
I'd sign it. Why not? I really don't get it. When you don't want to keep the baby, then why do you need Sina's name? This way, you'll get a lump sum and keep your birth certificate clean.
You won't believe it, but for a second, I was about to do it.
Why didn't you do it then?
No idea. Maybe because I was taken by surprise. Honestly, deep inside, I regret it a bit.
It's not too late. You can call them tomorrow morning and say you've had second thoughts and changed your mind. If you're too shy to do it, I'll do it for you. We can't talk to Sarah, but we can to Vahid.
No, let me make one last effort before.
Don't you tell the lawyer that you don't want the baby. It'll ruin all your plans.
No, not at all. He's so against it. He says I have to keep the baby at any price.
Then what?
There's something else I can do. There may still be hope for keeping this baby.
Are you still doubtful? I really don't get you at all. You're such a hesitant person.